The company's board asked for Mike Kitchen's resignation Monday after it learned he had offered $1,000 of his own money to help some employees form their own bargaining group. The union and management have had a hard time agreeing to a new contract since the end of March. Union business manager John Peterson.
I guess we were shocked, as many people, that this happened. And as I understand it, it's illegal under federal law, so kind of surprising that he didn't know about it and engaged in that activity.
Peterson says the union's 1,400 members are not willing to give up cuts in benefits and concessions on future bargaining rights being sought by the company. But he says Kitchen's resignation might speed up agreement on a new contract.
Jeff Hawley has been appointed the replacement for Mike Kitchen, and we know and respect Jeff Hawley, so we're looking forward to meeting with him as soon as we can to get a contract and resolve our current dispute.
CUNA prospered under Kitchen's leadership since he took over in 1995. Revenues grew by almost $1 billion in that time, and he was recently recognized by the company's board for his leadership. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.